Hey, Jeff. Jeffrey Wells speaking. How you doing, man?
How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for taking the time to speak. It's I've been waiting to see I want someone to eat cheese with for a long time, and I think it was the L.A. Film Festival back in 06 when I first saw it, right?
Oh, at the Crest.
At the Crest.
Yeah.
That was a nice, that was a very nice screening, and I was really, it just kind of came out of the, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I knew you from Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I didn't know what it was going to be, and it's one of the funniest and most engaging things I had seen of this type in a long time.
Wow, thank you so very, very much. I so appreciate that.
Yeah. There was some... I know that you shot it in two phases, didn't you? You shot most of it, and then you went back and did...
No, I didn't shoot most of it. I shot 4 days or so, 3 days.
Okay.
And then I had no money. You see, I scrambled. It was financed, and then the guy pulled out like 2 weeks before.
Okay.
So I scrambled to get enough money to try and shoot like about a week.
All right.
Ended up shooting 4 days, and
we're talking.
And I put it together. I cut it, and I put whatever music I put in, and I put it on a DVD, and then I used that to get more money.
Got it. And who came in finally with the help?
A lot of different people, but I was helped more so by a guy named Rob Colson than anybody. He helped bring people to it.
Okay. And who is Rob? Do I know him from some?
He's a producer in Chicago.
Okay. You know, I was thinking about this, that it's... I'm wondering if there's such a thing as, a Chicago sensibility, because I knew some guys from Chicago. I mean, I know this guy named Keith Sarabica who went to the... used to be at the, now I just forgotten the name of the theater company, Steppenwolf.
Uh-huh.
And, I was just thinking, this is a real Chicago film. I mean, Vince Vaughn I think of when I think of Chicago. I think of a certain kind of malish humor that just gets me in the right way.
Right.
Has anyone ever said to you that there is some kind of Chicago sensibility or something that goes into your way of looking at life? Or
if it's there, I'm not conscious of it. You know, I love Chicago, and Chicago is part of me. Like, you know, people say, where are you from? I say, I live in Los Angeles, but I'm from Chicago.
Right.
So, yes, I mean, I'm sure, I mean, if I was betting, I'd say, oh, there's a Chicago sensibility. But I'm not, I try and stay as unconscious as I can about... analyzing myself, where my stuff comes from, and all that sort of stuff. I remember one time I had a discussion with a guy after a show about comedy, and it became so technical I stopped being funny for about a month. And that's not even an exaggeration. It was quite horrible.
Explaining it in any degree always kills it.
Yeah.
So. You know, it's funny. I also liked very much the way it feels kind of handheld in a 16mm way. It could have been made, which I loved, in the 70s or 80s. It doesn't...
Well, it truly, for me, I mean, I'm so influenced by the 70s way of filmmaking.
Yeah.
You know, Hal Ashby, that sort of thing,
yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
So, and Paul Mazursky, you know, so for me, that's, you know, like a movie like Harry and Tonto, for example.
Mm-hmm.
At this past L.A. Film Festival, I hosted an evening of Harry and Tonto, and then afterwards interviewed Paul Mazursky. I didn't talk about this on stage, but I talked about it with Dawn Hudson, the head of the festival, how much I was influenced by that movie, and I want someone to eat cheese with.
Right. There's a pretty consistent reference to, obviously, what a film that is somewhat similar to your film, which is Patachewski's, or I should say Delbert Mann's Marty, but it was written by...
Well, I would call it Patachewski's Marty. I mean, Delbert Mann did a wonderful job, but,
yeah.
I mean, Marty's a great story, too, in the television version with Rod Steiger.
Right.
I don't know if you ever saw that. It's available on... I don't know if it's available on DVD, but I know it's available on VHS. And they're two totally different performances, but it still, you know, reaches the same place.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that I didn't see the Borgnine until relatively recently. I'd just never gotten around to seeing it, and I was really shocked by the by that song in the beginning. It sounded so kind of slap happy and goofy. I thought this was supposed to be some kind of neorealist, earnest thing about a lonely guy who wants to do something.
But it is, but the song definitely does not go with it in that way.
No.
Hey, Marty, you know, yeah, I know.
That was strange. But this is really good, man. I mean, this is just the kind of, it just made me think, you know, you're one of the, that's some of the funniest material that I've seen in a relationship comedy. Are you not being constantly, you know, sought out to either gun for hire or to tweak comic scripts? I mean, if I were a producer, I would be all over your ass.
Well, you're very nice to say that. Actually, if I am, I'm too busy to be aware of it. I have no time to do that. I'm busy doing my own things, busy with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So I'm not really doing much of that because I don't have time to do it.
Okay.
And I do get sent scripts in terms of being a director.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times I look at them and I go, well, first off, I'll either say they're crap. And if they're not crap, for the most part, I say, what would I bring to this? This is not something I can help.
Right, right. Okay. Can you tell me what I was kind of interested in this thing that you've acted in called The Rocker, which comes out in next year.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit
with Rainn Wilson? I play his brother-in-law. Rainn Wilson plays a guy who was in a band,
right,
heavy metal band that kicked him out just as they were becoming famous,
right,
and he sort of failed miserably as a human being after that. And then he's his sister, who's played by Jane Lynch, who plays my wife.
Yeah.
He comes to stay with us and forms a band with my son, and it's a really sweet movie and really funny. So I hope it does well.
You know, the thing that makes I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With that it is sweet. There's an empathy element that's obviously there, and you want your character to very much find some measure of happiness, but you don't. And what makes it for me is that you never let it get too touchy-feely, too sentimental. There's a balance, obviously.
You have no idea how happy you are in saying that to me, because numerous people, not a lot, but numerous people, I'd say at least a half dozen, have asked me why the character of James didn't cry. Why didn't you go deeper into the sadness? And I said, why? What reason? I go, first of all, the character is based on me. And I can tell you, not that I don't cry, but I'm the kind of person that when faced with adversity, I keep plowing forward. And so I chose with this character to just show him keep moving forward and moving forward and moving forward. And I like that in a character.
Yeah.
I don't need to showcase my ability to cry.
That's precisely what I liked about him. He was a worker, you know, he was industrious. He was not a guy to wallow and say, oh, the hell. I mean, there's the eating thing, of course. That's the...
Yeah, because that buries it, you know.
Yeah.
I actually had one other aspect in the movie that I cut out,
mm-hmm.
and that was in the movie, he would eat also when good things happened to him, because that's more reality. Because if you eat no matter anything to stuff down feelings. But people think, and I certainly perpetuated the stereotype, but not including the positive stuff, but it confused so many people that I thought, like every screen that I had for people, they'd always write that comment, and I thought, I don't want to confuse people.
My father, who was in AA, has been there since 75, he told me that he'd heard more than once the story of the guy who had a drinking problem, and then his life started to really work out well, and he was felt so good about everything that he started drinking again.
But that's the truth, though. Truth. It has nothing to do with that. It's a wire, you know. You're wired that way.
It's not about circumstance. It's
really about feelings.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I always thought that was somewhat hilarious. And anything with I love that you had Sarah Silverman in it, because anything she does is always gravy to me.
Well, that's very nice. I wrote that part for her, so and I wrote it in her cadence and everything. So I hope it works. Yeah. I think even if people don't like the movie, they'll love her.
Well, surely. I mean, the reason that it is Harvey. I mean, wait a minute. I'm just starting to realize. Is this Harvey distributing it? I've just forgotten something.
Yes, he actually. Well, no, it's IFC into the movie theaters,
right,
and Harvey's doing the DVD.
Got it. Okay. Did you have any famous Harvey Scissorhand episodes?
No, nothing whatsoever.
Okay.
What's great about this movie, it's been so under the radar with them that, you know, it's not, there's nothing at stake, I think.
Well, the film has been in, I presume, other festivals prior to this, so it's gotten around and other people have written about it, right? I guess, I'm presuming?
I mean, it was probably invited, I'm guessing, to like 30 festivals.
Okay.
And I bet you we played 4 or 5.
Okay.
I mean, I did Michael Moore's film festival.
Yeah.
Because he's a friend of mine. I did L.A. I did Los Angeles. John Waters asked me to show it at the Provincetown Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and I did the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival so my parents could see it. So that's really it. Because, you know, my feeling on film festivals, it's all great if that's, if you really have nothing else going on. But I'm busy, and I don't need to have my ass kissed every week.
Yeah, right.
And that's what happens. It's very ego-filling when you do these festivals.
I know some filmmakers, they basically, who know that that theatrical is not that much of a likelihood, or at least it's not going to be a big theatrical, and they work that circuit for a good year, and it's a pretty good place to be in a way, because you're being, you are being smiled at and praised pretty consistently.
Yes, that's exactly what they do. I am being told now that we have to wrap it up.
Gotta go. Okay, man. Thanks for your time, Jeff. And
I thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
And superb film.
Take care. Thanks. Bye.